Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with a group of poets, of writers, lovers of the spoken word, lovers of the written word, who join together once a century when the moon is full to all turn and look at James Rothline and say that dilly-dilly is not a thing. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the July 26, 2019 edition, coming to you a cool 27 minutes later than we're supposed to. And you're not going to be hearing a whole lot from JT this evening. It's not because he's not here. It's because of all the pieces of equipment we kind of had to assemble. JT grabbed and ran out of his door. The one thing we forgot to bring was a proper mic stand for him. I had one here for me already because I'm a singer, and apparently I only prize myself like that. I need to get on top of that. Sorry about that. But JT is here. We had an issue. What would you say, about 6:45 is when we really kind of figured out everything. And so that was, so we start pre-rolling music at 7:45 our time. And at 6:45 is when we figured out that there was no power at the studio once again for something that seems a little bit different than before, but maybe it is the same cause, power grid stuff. At any rate, we decided we can't do 2 weeks in a row. We can't do this to you. So the question was, is it just going to be me doing it? Could I just run it? Which I could have. Or wouldn't it be better if we got everybody here and we got JT in here as well and we can do the show? So that's what we're doing. We're sitting here in dining room. There's some doors open. The breeze is blowing through. We got a fan going. You might hear all kinds of crazy stuff. You might hear a dog sing the song of their people. You might hear all kinds of things. We'll just do our best and keep it going. I really appreciate you all being so patient. It really means a lot to us. Thank you. And thank you for everyone who reached out to us to make sure we were okay, to figure out what was going on. Dennis, Cynthia, James, George, everybody, Mama, thank you so much. Now, it's going to be a pretty straightforward night. We already revealed the poet of the month. You don't have to play the sound effect, JT. It's okay. Okay, good. I'm just letting you know. I wasn't trying to trigger that. We unveiled it last week on our Facebook page and also on our main webpage because we weren't able to do it on the show. However, I will, I'll just kind of do it at the beginning of the first segment anyway in case you want to get into that and you would like to read something from them if you haven't already seen who the person is. Other than that, we're going to have a couple segments. Then we're going to do a return engagement. Once we feel like it's time to get there, we guarantee at least two segments, and then we'll get there. All right. Anything else? Oh, well, I know we need to get to that, but anything else I'm forgetting for tonight? Okay. And now next week we're coming back. We will have a new poet of the month. We'll have a new poetic form of the month. We'll be kicking off August 2019 in style. We've got a couple really big things that are coming down in August, and I'm serious. These are really going to be things you're going to want to hear about, and we're so excited to tell you. So So really, make sure you stick around for that when it comes up for August. Now, let me get into the rules very quickly. I'm doing these from memory, but I should be able to by now. Number one, no hate speech. We can't. We don't do that. We never have. We never will. Just not part of our show. Number two, we try to skew PG-13 here. The reason is we want to make this accessible for people who want to listen with their families or people who are younger, and we want to kind of spark that love of the written word for them. However, if this is art, obviously, so we're not in the business of censoring people. We just want to make sure that it's family-friendly in the best way we can make it. We don't want a Disney movie. We just don't want gratuitous stuff. If it ends up being that way, we reserve the right to jump in. We're not going to criticize you, but we'll just suggest that maybe it's the right thing to do is be to read it during our After Dark segment, which we have the first Monday of every month, just like next week. Right? Okay, cool. Rule number three, please have your poem ready when we come on the line. We understand sometimes screens go blank, whatever. That's a little bit different. Just make sure you're not looking for your poem when we come on the line. Just have it ready to go. That's just a respect thing. Rule number four, please keep your poems no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. Once again, just to make sure the show moves well enough. Of course, it's easy for the people to say that who just came a half hour late, but we're just trying to make it work for everybody. All right. Rule number, what am I on? Five. Rule number five. We love your comments. We love your suggestions. It's just sometimes during the show, there's so many things going on, it's hard for us to remember them. So if you have one, we want them, please send them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form on our webpage at worldpoetryopenmic.net. Do they call them web pages anymore?
Websites.
It's websites now, but it's just like web pages, an old school thing. I found an old book of mine, by the way. How to build your own website from 1997. I thought, hey, I'm going to give that to JT. He could probably do a lot with that. Okay, anyway. All right, so without further ado, should we just get into the first call-in segment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So JT will be answering your calls. The number is 720-240-9766. Once again, that number is 720-240-9766 or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry, Open Mic.
And we're back, like the phoenix arising from the ashes, a.k.a. having to move studios.
Do you want to tell everybody
their
order?
Okay. Okay, well, JT... How about you tell me what order I'm supposed to be doing them in, okay? Because I can't see anything. I don't see anything you see. Right, I have no monitor. So if you tell me, I will tell them over the microphone.
Titus
is caller number one.
Jim
is caller number two.
Dennis
is caller number three.
Barbara
is caller number four.
Cynthia
is caller number five. Got it? Good, because I don't remember that. All right, so... Here's what we're going to do. We're going to just get ready, and let's just try to head right into it. Let's go to Titus. Let's see if this whole thing's working here, okay? All right. Hello, Titus. Okay, we're making sure. Okay. Is the sound on, JT? Okay. Okay. So at any rate, let me do this. JT is kind of dealing with some issue. I'm sorry, Titus. I'm sorry, everyone. We're making sure. I know you were having issues hearing things, but you thought it was another thing, right? You thought it was another problem. So since I don't have my normal computer here, I am going into... a few cool things that we got here. And, oh, here we go. Here's something we're going to do. I received a submission earlier from a gentleman who calls into the show. I think he's actually in the chat room as well. I saw him kind of poking in and out, Zachary Ripley. And he says he won't be able to read. So he did send a poem in, and it's called We're Afraid. And this is just a little preamble. He wrote, hey, guys, since I'm going to be on vacation, I won't be able to read tonight. This poem is called We're Afraid. Hope you like it. Here we go. This is We're Afraid from Zachary Ripley. We're afraid to live. We're afraid to die. We're afraid to try. We're afraid of what happens if we don't try. We're afraid to love. We're afraid to commit. We're afraid people think we're full of shit. We're afraid of the truth. We're afraid to lie. We're afraid people will think we're weak if they see us cry. We're afraid to feel. We're afraid of fear. But knowledge is power. So now that you know what you fear, what are you going to do about it? Right now. Right here. And that was We're Afraid by Zachary Ripley. All right. Hey, Zachary, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. JT, what's the word, my friend? I heard someone hang up there. No. Or what?
Mama keeps calling in, and I'm trying to hang her up because she just
keeps calling. Okay. Mama, if you're listening, it's not time to call right now, okay? Don't worry. Don't sweat it. We'll make sure you get a chance. We'll make sure you get chances, okay? But we got our five right now. We're just getting ready to do the normal thing. All right. We're going to go to Titus again? Okay. So let's give it a shot. Let's head again to Titus in the UK. Titus, are you there, sir? Sorry. So this is what happens when we... Hello, Titus. I think I can hear you now, though. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Ah, great. Now we hear you. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Turn the show down.
Sorry. You know, it's okay. When we had to reload. It's funny when you reload. If you just move the same computer system, things get messed up. It's really strange. But
I just don't know how you do it, honestly.
JT. It's JT. I'm telling you.
I'll be out of my depth, to be honest.
Oh, it's, so, it's we're just rolling with it.
Well, I was a little bit coffee last time when we couldn't get through, so it really wasn't too bad to not get on.
well, we're really happy to hear your voice, and it's always, you know, it's always really a treat when you're able to call for us. So before we do anything, how about this? Let's cut to it. I'll have you share, and then we'll talk for a moment afterwards. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. Okay then. I'm putting a book together, so of course I'm not writing much, but I do a little ditty here and there. This one's called "Thou Art Decay." The blue haze, it comes to embellish blue waters, to submerge my body weight. Blue becomes dark, so too the larger fish who rose to the surface to investigate. One drench away from the dreaded hollow would take me under, a blaze of sunlight frozen in time, the past it cannot follow. The sea would allow me to greet the night. Like an oyster, my life, it keeps the history without telling if there is a pearl inside. Precious few stories recall the mystery surrounding one. It keeps mine purified. Delve the deep procuring truth that may the deep silt revelation store my decay. End a poem.
Very, very well done, sir. And,
I'm nervous again, I have to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a first newbie.
Oh, it's funny to hear, but at the same time, I understand we get that occasionally too. And I have to tell you, I've seen the things you're posting about your book. I am really looking forward to ordering a copy of it, and I'm when it's all ready to go, and I'll definitely put it in a prominent place on my bookshelf, like I put the books of the other poets who.
You probably don't know, but where I work, there's quite a few people who are well known who we look after, and some of these people who mingle with mine in conversation, and it came to the subject of my book, and I said to them, I said, if I could only put in any poem that is hopefully going to be famous. Can you imagine to actually put in something that is memorable,
right,
and only to put in that kind of work, you know, and it's a tall order, but maybe I'm being a bit too fussy to actually try to actually delete some of the rubbish that I've written over, you know.
Titus, I don't think you are. I mean, in music, you call that all killer, no filler, right? I mean, it's you know, if you go look at the one of the things I've been really trying to meditate on is going to the top 100 albums from Rolling Stone. Not that I have to agree with what their choices are for the best albums, but
there's something to be said for some of the great albums. You can hear an ideological cohesiveness. You can hear a commitment to quality all the way through. I think you're on track with that. And I think that's the right thing to aspire to.
Yes, I'm only putting stuff for feedback. So, I mean, if someone says, well, you know, that's not quite up to scratch, I wouldn't mind. You know, it's just, sure. I think, for the reader rather than myself,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, it's doing the best you can for the people who will read it. I completely agree.
Okay.
Titus,
well, I'm glad I'm on.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. And that was Titus from the UK leading us off here in the first segment, calling from... Well, I already said from the UK. We already know where he's from. Okay. You know, I already said that. You know, I'm just repeating myself now. It's strange. Yeah, we do try to build up redundancies, just not in the actual broadcast, right? That's I think, what the real difference is. Do you ever feel like sometimes, JT, that, and I've used this metaphor before, that we've gone to the horse races and put all our money on a bunch of kangaroos? And sure, it's fun to watch, but... it's just absolute ridiculousness. Yeah, okay. So now we're going to head to caller number two, who's a man who keeps trying to make a thing happen that is not a thing. Let's go to Jim. How are you, sir? Oh, Jim. Has Jim become a Decepticon?
No, he's there.
Cutting out on me.
Oh, okay. How you doing, sir?
Okay.
All right. Well, I do want to hear, but since your phone's acting up, how about this? Do you want to read first, and then we'll try to talk?
Yeah, well, I took it off speaker.
Okay.
It just, for some reason, it keeps saying, earphones connected, but I don't have any earphones connected.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So whenever I'm listening to something, it cuts out on me.
Yikes.
So I'm off speaker.
Fair enough.
Okay. Michael, this one's for you. It's not willy-nilly the way I say dilly-dilly. I just get a kick from the times I pick to hear you tell me it's not a thing. End of poem.
Oh, love it. Thank you, sir. We missed you. We've missed you.
Yes, but some things been going on. You know, it's,
sure.
You know, one thing led to another. And I've been meaning to come back, and I finally was like, gotta do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And now, did I see in the chat room that you're starting a new job soon, or are you in the new job already?
Third week,
how's it going?
I am no longer... Interesting, yeah. Well, I'm working in a hospital now.
Okay.
So it's, I do the housekeeping, and they have me, and I'm up on a cancer ward. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, it's something completely different than I've done before. I've, you know, dealt with people, but more in a retail, and this is something completely different.
I see. Interesting. Okay. Well, hopefully. So is your schedule going to be allowing you to call in, you think?
Not every weekend.
Okay.
Not every, because like I have, every other weekend I have to work.
I see. Okay.
And I'm usually up about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that sounds like JT and I, definitely understand. Yeah. Although we're at a slightly earlier time zone, so.
So you won't be hearing me every week, unfortunately.
Well, we're sorry to hear that, but we're happy that we'll be able to hear you the weeks you can, though. So that's what matters. Yeah. Well, sir, thank you so much. Great to hear your voice. And are you going to call back during the return?
Yes, I already have it one picked out, and it's one that I just did yesterday.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bring out the next.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania in the number two spot here in the first segment, which is happening quite a bit later than it normally does. I got to say, though, I'm feeling kind of relaxed. This place where we're doing the show right now is quite a bit more airy than the studio we're usually in. There's a whole lot more air. There's some more open doors. Now, since there's more open doors, though, I will say, not that it's actually a significant threat, but we have just upped the chances of us being attacked by a bear in the middle of the broadcast because there's open doors. I know. Do you realize, in a strange way, insignificant chance, but it exists, that we will somehow be attacked by a whale in the middle of the show? There's an insignificant mathematical chance, but it's there.
We're going to have to flood this place.
It can happen. Mm-hmm. It's happened before. Well, not this. Well, actually, this used to be ocean, right? So there you go. Okay. Let's go now to Michigan, to Dennis. Hello, Dennis. How are you, sir?
Thank you for your tenacity, hanging in there, putting things together when things were being difficult. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, you've got it. JT has really put a lot of work in to make sure this happened. So really, thank you to him.
Well, thanks to both of you. You guys are wonderful.
Hey, thank you, and really, thanks for calling. It does matter that people are actually going, where are these people? Let's figure out what's going on. It means a lot that people actually care, you know?
Well, we do. Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, thank you. So without wasting any more of your time, what did you bring for us tonight?
You will never be a waste of my time. Let's put that aside up front.
All right,
okay. I have a poem by the Poet of the Month. The title of the poem by Ernest Hemingway is Montparnasse. It reads like this. There are never any suicides in the quarter. Among people one knows, no successful suicides. A Chinese boy kills himself and is dead, and they continue to place his mail in the letter rack in the dome. A Norwegian boy kills himself and is dead. No one knows where the other Norwegian boy has gone. They find a model dead, alone in bed and very dead. It made almost unbearable trouble for the concierge. Sweet oil, the white of eggs, mustard and water, soap suds and stomach pumps. Rescue the people one knows. Every afternoon, the people one knows can be found in the cafe. End of poem, a poem by the Poet of the Month, Ernest Hemingway.
I love that choice. And always, you know, Dennis, your reads are always just really solid. And, you know, Hemingway, I think, probably I speak for a lot of people, is, you know, one of the greats of the 20th century. And his style is just so specific, you know, it's a very iconic style, I should say. There's almost no mistaking it.
Yes, he's a very tight writer, you know, he puts it out there and it grabs you.
it's true. I think. Did you ever watch the movie Midnight in Paris? Did you ever see that?
I might have.
It's a movie where a screenwriter is on vacation in Paris, and at midnight on this one, he's just kind of walking around, and this car pulls up, and they get him to get into the car, and he gets in, and they take him to a place to have a drink, and he suddenly realizes he's suddenly back in the 1940s in Paris, or I would say 19, you know, something like that, and he runs into Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald and all of them, and it's so fun, and it's really enjoyable. And the guy who plays Hemingway, just if you've read his stuff, just will crack you up. It is, I really recommend it. And Yeah. If you get a chance, Dennis, I think you'd love it.
Sounds wonderful.
It is. It's actually really fun.
There was a footnote to this poem that I forgot to read.
Oh.
Malpernasse is a district in South Paris, France, on the left bank of the Seine. And it is noted for its cafes and the artists and the writers who have frequented and lived in the area. So that's the significance of the name of the poem and the place that he was writing about. So I thought I'd better throw that in.
Well, for sure. Dennis, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. And I'm going to keep it moving so we can kind of try to catch up and not make everyone stay up too far past their bedtime. But we hope to hear from you during the return engagement.
Oh, yes, that is indeed. But I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis. Thank you. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan in the number 3 spot here in the first segment. And in just a moment, we're going to be moseying on over to a place called the fantastic state of Connecticut. Hello, Barbara.
I'm here.
You are, and I'm here. Imagine the odds.
Yes, I'm here. I came last week. I wanted to. I came even though I had just had surgery. I came.
Yeah.
And I was going to read my poem. I was blurry-eyed, but I still was going to read my poem, and then found out that there was no show. So very disappointed. And now I'm just about better. I still have a little blurriness, but I'm all good. And they tell me in 2 weeks that I'll look great. So
wonderful. But how do you know that there's really a show and you're not just imagining this?
I don't know, but I see a lot of my friends here, so it's a really good dream.
All right. Well, let's lean into it then. Okay. How about this? I'm going to give you the floor, and then we'll talk briefly after. Okay.
Okay. So this week was really, you know, kind of a bad week for everyone in the country and me and whatever. And so I sat down tonight and I wrote this, Atrocities in My Life. Atrocities of all sorts bombard my life. Some are small, celebrity breakups. And others are so massive, if they were able to be contained, they would encompass an entire continent. I am only one woman in a sea of many, and I feel the suffering of my fellow women, exposed to the indignity of being female, ignored for the lack of male genitalia, degraded and humiliated for testifying to the inhuman treatment by a man. This week, my body was invaded, probed, cut, and mutilated. But this atrocity was welcomed for the sake of vision renewal. But my mind has been invaded as well. I listened with ears that wanted no part of the heinous crimes described to me. For this truth was another atrocity placed upon me and the rest of my fellow citizens who value freedom, justice, and the American way, the Superman motto of my youth. When life was not an everyday shit show. And the words that tumbled out of our legislators' mouths created a scenario of extreme disdain and disrespect for all I hold dear and showed me, unfortunately, the theories bandied about were all true. And the fact is, they are an atrocity we cannot abide. I am left with the sad thought that maybe we need to shake everything up, put everything and everyone in a sealed container and shake until things change by the sheer force of pressure from the pushing and tossing around of all we hold dear with the institutions we have always revered. Then we could toss them out onto a clean surface and they would be forever different and we could start fresh, newborn with the new baby smell. Eager to try this crazy experiment again. End poem.
So, Barbara, first of all, I loved the piece. Second of all, I want to suggest the, I know you were speaking metaphorically, but the, I'm just going to go out there and say the solution you just proposed is something that it sounds like the Mongols might have done under Genghis Khan. And technically it doesn't actually start anything fresh. It just creates a lot of bodies, but you know, just throwing that out there.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of dice, you know, putting it in a containment like that, and you
sound like a supervillain right now. Yeah, put humans in the dice, shake them around while playing the hokey pokey at loud volumes. Okay.
Well, there are some people I'd like to shake around like that.
Yeah,
believe me.
I know. I'm sure. Well, hey, Barbara, thank you. And you know, honestly, last week it was. It almost happened again this week, but we had the power go out in both places. And so even the place we're broadcasting now didn't have power last week. And so there was nothing we could do. But this week we have one that's working, so that's what we're using.
So glad. Because
us too.
You guys, you're very resourceful and creatively thinking is wonderful. So glad to have read and I actually wrote this poem today.
Wonderful.
And sorry it's not, I hear all these poems that are like flowery and beautiful and full of flowers and stuff and love. And
you're shaking
this
people
in
dice.
This is what my mind is going to, shaking people.
Exactly. Well, hey, Barbara, thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to move on here, but I'll talk to you again during the return, okay?
Yep, I'll be here.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut in the number 4 spot. All right. Jetty, are you ready to go to I don't know why I'm speaking this accent. Are you ready to go to Canada? All right. Let's go and visit Cynthia in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
Thank you so much for reaching out earlier, and thank you for just trying to kind of figure out what was going on. We were running around like madmen trying to get things plugged in here.
That was spectacular that you pulled the show together.
That's on JT. That's on. I will give JT all the credit for that one.
So thank you so much, JT. I've seen JT work that weekend for Posick Fest. He was just working the entire time. Right?
So we could have fun. That's what he does. That's exactly what he did tonight. Only I think it was about sped up. About it was like the Benny Hill version of JT setting it up. Uh-huh. So. All right. Anyway, so Cynthia, are you doing all right? How's everything going with you?
Pretty good. I've been having a really busy week. I've been going out to poetry every night.
Wonderful.
So it's been really fun, but I'm also really tired. And Michael, I saw your post about doing so many projects that you don't have time to shave.
Yes.
That's how my summer is going. It's all really awesome. So the poem I chose, it's a cover, and it's because I saw your post about working so hard on stuff that's supposed to be entertainment.
Yeah,
and because I'm kind of really overdoing it in an awesomely good way.
Right. That's the truth. We have to remind ourselves that it is entertainment. We're not at war. And sometimes it's hard to remember that.
Yeah, I have an amazing number of projects on the line. I'm in tons of groups. I'm going all over the place doing stuff. So I thought for tonight I'd do a cover of one of my favorite Mary Oliver poems because I think she really speaks to that part of us that needs to rest sometimes and that needs to be allowed to, take a day off and go to the mountains or go do something else. So this is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountain and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese. Harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. End poem.
It's a beautiful read and a beautiful piece.
Yeah, thank you. It's the first lines that really, really speak to me. And all of us who work so hard on so many projects, you do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting.
Yes.
That's for all of us here, all the people in World Poetry Open Mic. Everyone's working so hard on so many books. And it's wonderful, but we're also allowed to rest and know that we're good, whether or not all those projects get done.
I'm still working on that part, Cynthia. I have such a hard time with that, you know?
It's my message to myself, too. Like the girl who went out like every night.
Yeah, right, exactly. An
event tomorrow, and it's going to an event on Sunday. Anyway, thank you for having me on the show. And
thank you so much. And we'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks. And that was Cynthia Kahn from Vancouver, British Columbia, ending our first segment of callers. That was a strong start. Some great work tonight. I feel good about that. We got Hemingway, we got Mary Oliver, we got Titus, we got Jim, we got Barbara and her Mongolian dice technique concept. Forever from now on, I'm going to call that the Aaron True / Mongolian dice trick. That's what I'm going to call it. All right. It's catchy. Okay. So now we're going to head to our second segment. We need 5 more unique callers. Are you ready for this? Okay, cool. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-9766. Or the Skype ID is World Poetry Open Mic. Christine, I know that as an American, you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What would I have to do to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Get a turkey.
Check. Next thing.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Well, I've got Ireland. I can take them easily. What else?
You're going to take the whole Ireland for potatoes?
Well, we did in the past. World Poetry Open Mic, the great potato famine of the internet, coming at you each Friday. You know, the problem is when we record those things, we sit down and just say a bunch of ridiculous stuff. And then later on, JT just hits a button and it happens. I don't want to be held responsible. This is why I'm never running for political office, because we have things like that. All right. Anyway, we are welcome back. Welcome back. We're in the second segment here of our show. We've got 3 callers lined up here, which means we're going to do these 3 callers, then we're going to go do into the return engagement. Okay, so we're just going to head straight into it. Sound good? All right, cool. So first caller, all the way from the land of Michigan, let's go to George. Hello, George.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes, Dennis, I'm still alive.
Oh, my goodness. We felt like we had to explain that to people earlier ourselves, you know, because last week everything got canceled. Literally everything got canceled on us.
I know you had a crazy time.
It was something. Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys do such a good job of catching up and making things work and putting wire A and wire B to see if it works and all that stuff.
And the thing is, I wish at some point we would actually learn how to do this, because so much of our time is like, hook this up to that, see what happens. Oh, wait, it's hooked up to the same thing. just figure someday we should just actually learn how to do this.
That's right. Might be a good idea.
It might be eventually. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about Hemingway again. I got a real short one and then a slightly longer one. Neither one of them lasted very long. It was July of the year in 1961 when Hemingway put a shotgun to his head. And it was a shock, a huge shock around the world, and especially the literary world. The guy had done so much more, too, because he'd been a reporter in 2 wars, observer in yet another war, and then he fought in a war or served in a war. So the guy was so well known across America. This first line is simply a few lines. It's called Sal Del Nuevo, which means of the Street of Honors. Soldiers never do die well. Crosses mark the places. Wooden crosses where they fell, stuck above their faces. Soldiers pitch and cough and twitch. All the world roars red and black. Soldiers smother in a ditch, choking through the whole attack. The bit longer one is his one, and it's sort of timely as far as it's written in a style, of course, from the 40s or 50s. Advice to a son. Never trust a white man. Never kill a Jew. Never sign a contract. Never rent a pew. Don't enlist in armies, nor marry many wives. Never write for magazines. Never scratch your hives. Always put paper on the seat. Don't believe in wars. Keep yourself both clean and neat. Never marry whores. Never pay a blackmailer. Never go to law. Never trust a publisher. You'll sleep on straw. All your friends will leave you. All your friends will die. So lead a clean and wholesome life and join them in the sky. End of piece called Advice to a Son by Ernest Hemingway. Who is Bliss?
Huh.
That's so much to pick from, even though his books of poetry aren't that frequent. What he did is, of course, he had novels that all sold just about everybody for decades. And his seven biggest novels alone, I sold millions. But I think as far as his poetry, a lot of it was published in American and European magazines, too. Not just in poetic books, because you don't find too many books of his poetry, but
really don't,
they were
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something. So, he's a really interesting writer because, you know, as I'm looking into the world of publishing and how it works, he's one of those rare guys who would put out stuff, but it wasn't a series. You know, usually series are what really catapult somebody. Mm-hmm. He was really a real anomaly at the time. But I think he was also very marketable, and that makes it worthwhile as well.
Right. Absolutely, and he was totally aware of his image, and he fought hard to, you know, the tough guy, fist in the bar, six dope cats, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that,
yeah, he really was. He went to work.
He was, I think, not to criticize him, but he was definitely aware of his image, and he lived right to it. And maybe that's why the end came like it did, you know, because he didn't want to go hobbling into the dark, you know.
You know, good point.
But
good
anyway,
point.
What,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. I'll plan on the return engagement.
All right, sir. Hey, it's great to hear your voice, and thank you. And I want to check in with you. You know, I'll check in with you this week off air and just see how you're doing and everything, too. And just to connect. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. And that was George Collin from Michigan leading off our second segment here. All right. Let me know when you're ready, sir. We'll head over to a place where rock and roll roams the halls of fame.
And that was George.
Let's go
from
to
Michigan.
Mama. Hello, Mama.
Okay. Hello. Let me turn the radio down.
All right.
Yes.
Welcome.
Everybody.
Welcome.
Troopers. You got it done, baby. That's what I'm talking
about. That's JT. I'm telling you, it's JT. He's sitting there. He's making this all happen.
Yes, thank you. I didn't mean to be so aggressive, but I wasn't even sure if we still supposed to call the same number.
Oh, it's okay. We were just letting you know to make sure it was cool. Yeah, nothing else changed but the place we listen. Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to make that announcement because I wasn't even sure if we had the same number because it was a different station. I didn't know you all had your own number attached to anywhere you go. So that's what kind of gave me a little, you know, I was trying to see if that was the right number. Because I kept hearing you say the post, the email and the other stuff, but you never said the number again. So I said, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm calling the old number. But anyway,
you,
it worked
you got
out.
It, you got it right. And, you got it right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, and, you know, I got to say something to Barbara because everybody knows how much I love Demetrios Trifarius.
Yeah.
He's a Greek guy. And she had a show and didn't even invite me, and he didn't tell me about it, and I'm just so upset. I really want to hear that show. I tried to get you out to interview him, and he's just a great guy. So I just can't wait to get over there and hear, you know, where
Barbara, you should definitely, Barbara should definitely get you a URL.
The boyfriend snatcher, Barbara, had him out to herself, didn't invite anybody. So I got to go over there and see what they were talking about, you know. She didn't invite me to the wedding, but I guess she'll send me some pictures. I love Barbara. I love all of you all. Don't ever do anything important and don't invite me because I'll really be upset. Cause,
all right.
You know, I look forward to it. And he's just my heart. You know, he's a Greek goddess. And he's a professor. He's a poet. He sends me flowers every day for 10 years.
Oh.
I don't even get to hear this in the. That's my rant. But anyway, here we go. About the work. Decisions you make today may cancel tomorrow. Basking in the glory of yesterday can throw shade on the duties of today. Create a new fabric. Be renewed. Be refined. Be replenished. Old accomplishments need be tucked away in safekeeping of the darkness. We meditate to on memories gone, basking in yesterday's glory, yesterday's pain. It's like a mother mourning a dead child while ignoring the one still living. It seems wiser to visit the past, returning to the future with reverence, restoring lost art, old techniques, repairing old garments still require a new thread. Cloth left in the light too long will give into withering, fading, and shredding. Be about the work that now needs doing. Decisions you make today may cancel tomorrow. If you're alive today, prepare for tomorrow. To the many duties ever need to now be true. Right in the corner where you are. In peace.
Very nicely done, Mama.
You're very welcome.
That's a beautiful piece. And we really, you know, I know we say it, and it is sincere every time, and it's true now as well. We really appreciate you calling and listening and spending time with us. It adds so much to us. And it's a gift to us when you come on Friday and you read.
Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward to it. And in my old age, I just had a colonoscopy the other day. So we're all going through these different phases. But the one thing that old people need in life is consistency. And I really give it to you guys for being there for us week after week. You know, it's mutual, the love. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, in the second spot here in the second segment. Two of two, as we say. Do we say that?
No.
No. Okay. Never mind then. I guess we don't say that.
We don't. You do.
Oh, that's different. Okay. Hey, you know where it's hot? Arizona. I said that. You're just, yep, I know where it's hot. Let's go to Mary now in
Here
Arizona.
We go.
Hello, Mary.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, so nice to be here from the cold north country yeah. Where I'm not sweating to death. Never mind.
I think JT has felt like he's been sweating to death for a while now. But
I'm getting ready. I'm gearing up. I'm just going to gear up. I'm going to start drinking gallons of tea. I'm going to put on board beforehand so that when I start sweating profusely, it won't matter. Whatever.
See, there you go. See, that makes sense. Oh. Good thinking.
It's really ugly there. Right now, for the next couple months, I'll be in the pool or in air conditioning or running back and forth like like that.
All right. Well, that's a great image. We're going to have that.
I got a little thing called the dancing because I was given a prompt to write about dancing. So
okay,
here's the dancing. She pinned the flower on his shirt. He put one in her hair. They watched each other fully now, their seance taken, aware of the colors in the room, the aromas in the air, how the freeing of our lips and eyes can shift our course from doom to dare. They filled each other up, dividing and enclosing. They came upon this time with dancing as a choosing. They came upon the prance now in all its various forms of bows. The song, its glory had begun. Delight flows over and steps pick up. Pirouettes and feeling, falling, caught, embraced, and thrust out again into the night. Dizzy in love now, the pauses in our faces, in raptures. The gaze and the light crash into our peace, and our sleep becomes sweetened, restful at last. And the dream about our next dance. That's it.
Really heartfelt, and as we've come to expect, you know, your work really has that. It's heartfelt, but it's done from you. It's unique, you know, and we really appreciate it.
There's some cadence to it, but it's also free flowing because that's how I think, and I don't know how to write any other way.
that it definitely counts. That definitely counts, and we really do appreciate it. When you did say dancing, I immediately thought that you were going to talk about dancing between the pool and the air conditioning. I thought that's an even better visual, but I liked where you went with it a little bit better.
No, that's more of a frizzle, Michael.
I just do the Charleston between any uncomfortable situation. I just move from one thing to another.
The hokey pokey when all else fails.
The hokey pokey, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'll join in. It's nice to be back on and to have this venue. Yes, it is.
We're happy to have you too. So thank you. And we'll talk to you shortly.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Mary Collin from Arizona rounding out our second segment here of the evening. That means we are now about to get ready for the return engagement. I'm going to get you some water, JT. Sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to grab us some water here while JT answers calls. So, anybody who wants to call in and share another piece, you can. Anybody who wants to call in for the first time, you can as well. This will be our last segment of the evening. It's a free-for-all. Things are going to get crazy. Who knows what's going to happen? The number is 720-240-9766. Mama, in case you're not listening, the number is 720-240-9766 or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here for the return engagement. JT, you don't happen to have your little soundboard up, do you? Okay, let's try this again. It is now time for the return engagement.
Engagement.
Engagement. And before we get into this, though, I was just thinking about something. Do you mind if I just briefly say something? So earlier tonight, and this is part of like a silly confession on my end, but I think might be useful. So I made some comment on one of my social media channels about something that apparently some musicians feel really passionately about, which is where I said using sample libraries might raise the hair on the back of your neck, but it might, but a real musician performing can make you cry. And that's actually a quote from someone who owns a sample company. All right. I couldn't remember what his name was, though. So at any rate, I had a few people really negatively make some comments, and I had a bunch more messages that were really hateful and crazy. And while I know enough to not let those people actually get under my skin, you know, it kind of bugs you a little bit. And I really, the reason I'm saying something is that I know a lot of us who listen to this show, we create things, we put things out there, and sometimes people are incredibly rude or incredibly kind of negative to us. And the thing that I think we really need to remember, and if you've dealt with this, I'm just telling you directly, you know, I guess people are entitled to their own opinion, but honestly, you get these people, and that just is really is more of a sign that you're out there and you're doing something. Within our first, well, JT, wasn't that our second year, I received 5 death threats because of this show? Like, and these are people that don't even listen to the show. Like, I don't know who they are. I've had people tell me they hated me on the radio show at a gas station before. Like, you know, it's really something. But I think as you put yourself out there, you start finding people who are going to act like that. I don't know what it is about it. But the fact is if we're creating things, we're putting things out, people are going to react that way. There's always going to be haters in some respect. It doesn't mean you don't ever check yourself and make sure that you're not doing something that is really horrible. But I just really want to offer words of encouragement. If you've ever run into that, just keep your head high. Don't worry about it. It's not your job to connect with them or to fix it. They need better things to do, or there's some other reason behind it. It's not even about you. And I just thought I'd throw that out because it was on my mind. That guy who, nothing of consequence. In fact, he even came back later and erased everything. Nothing of consequence. However, it just sticks with you. Like, wow, why is there so much negativity, you know? All right, let's get out of me talking about that. Let's head into our return engagement. How many callers do we have, JT? We have 8 callers. Okay, so we're just going to start going through these things. So who is our first caller? All right, we're going to go to Dennis in Michigan in the number one spot. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Yes, and in number one spot this time, is that the planets have realigned to their proper order.
Well, we at least for the time being, huh? We hope so.
Oh yes. All right. Well, for my second read, I also have another cover of Mr. Ernest Hemingway.
All right.
And the title is "The Age Demanded." The age demanded that we sing and cut away our tongue. The age demanded that we flow and hammered in the bunk. The age demanded that we dance and jammed us into iron pants. And in the end, the age was handed the sort of shit that it demanded. End of poem. A poem by Ernest Hemingway.
You know, it's funny to hear his stuff because he's so concise, but the words seem, because they're so, he's really into the brevity and the clear words that it seems almost pedantic, but it's not. You know, it's just, I don't know, interesting. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting the way he can, his construct is very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But Dennis,
we could learn a lot from him.
Oh boy, can we ever. I actually found a collection of a book that was a collection of all of his advice that he'd kind of given in interviews about writing over the course of his life. And I can't remember what it's called, but if I can find it, I'll post a picture up of it. It's been really influential to me about writing.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Dennis, thank you for reading. Thanks for everything you do for us, genuinely. And we look forward to seeing you next week on the show.
Well, if it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't do all that. You guys deserve the credit, not us. It's just a wonderful to be a part of this. And I thank God and I thank you. So I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and so I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis. And by the way, JT's saying the same thing. We'll talk to you next time. All right. That was Dennis in Michigan leading us off here. I almost slipping into that transatlantic accent again. That was Dennis in Michigan setting us off here in the return engagement here on World Poetry Open Mic. No one talks like this anymore. I know, it is too bad. Speaking of two, who's number two? George, all right. Let's just stay in Michigan. Why do we even go anywhere, JT? It doesn't even matter. Let's just go visit George. Hello, George. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of a lag there. It's all right. It happens sometimes. Hey, George, you there? Oh, George. What do you want to bet? He's making a sandwich. Oh. Oh, I wonder. Yo, I think we'll be able to hear you. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, George. How you doing, sir?
Hello, hello. Doing fine. A little trouble with the audio cutting in and out at my end. I think it's just my system.
I think there's a few people running into that. We're watching this here too. And it might, to be honest, it might be my internet here is not as robust as JT's.
No, well, the server is sending us little messages on the right hand side of the video that says go to your settings for a low latency setting and change it. But I couldn't find the low latency.
Okay, well, JT's looking into it to see if there's something he can do on our end here. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll get moving here in case I lose it again. All right. My offering tonight is by Susanna Bailey. As you know, she lives in Australia and sometimes in England. And she posted this poem on the Facebook the other day, and its connection to the children that are herded into pens in certain nations seems to at least to be closely related to what her poem is. And this poem is called Sins of the Father. With deliberate precisions we coil barbed wire in the shape of a child, draw tight her fragile skin, repeat, with iron heavy tongue, no asylum. The gates may stand unchained, and yet each vein is taut with wire, this hell a magnet of our own endeavor, drawn to its own conclusion, no asylum. The garrote tightens in this senseless night. We wring our bloodied hands and scrawl, I told you so, on the witness stand. As the innocents fail, we find no asylum. That's by Susanna Bailey.
First of all, awesome read, George. And Susanna, lovely, lovely write. And really, really happy you shared that with us. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm glad to do their stuff anytime.
Boy.
All right.
I got to tell you, you know what it is, George? At the end, you know, we're sitting here, we're trying to get all this stuff set up. JT literally wheeled in suitcases full of tech equipment. And literally. And we got all this stuff set up. And the real payoff for us is being able to sit here and just listen to the writing and just kind of spend community time. And so that was a big piece, and this is really, really a treat. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, and I think we all appreciate it. We all feel like a little empty hole when a Friday comes along that you're not here with us.
We do that too. It's kind of strange.
You're hurting our social life.
I'm sorry.
Our self-esteem.
Last week bothered me so much, George. Yeah.
I can't face my friends if I'm not on WPOM.
No. It's our master plan. This is how we try to take over the world slowly. It's our 400-year-long plan.
Yes, I understand it completely. I feel the plot.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll move on and let someone else read.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan as well in the number two spot in the return engagement. All right, so JT, and of course, the reason I'm asking him is I don't have the monitor in front of me that I normally do, which is okay. We're playing jazz tonight. So who's our next caller? Titus. All right, we're going to head across the pond to the UK for Titus, who's there in the early morning. Hello, Titus. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, I thought George was on.
Well, we just had George on, and if you're hearing that now, it just means there's a bit of a delay on the broadcast, I think.
Okay. I'm having trouble myself at the moment. What it is my volume is very high.
Oh, no.
And what's happening is it's going to wake everybody up. So I'm just trying to find this mixer.
Sure.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, right, we're back to normal. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my words. Oh, the alarm bells were ringing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I bet everybody is really getting your attention.
Well, this poem I've got comes from Earth Angels, but there's a line in it which I want to say is I dedicate this one line to all our family here on this radio station. It says, reaching out to touch one another as if life depended on your obvious traits one often waits a lifetime for. That's for all of our family. This is for Evelina Rosenthal. Enigmatic words have discovered it keeps the virtuosity of life vibrant. The colorful emergence holds the sun's rays, and Asagriv exists to compete with the stars. Irreplaceable fars, I do disdain love's apparel to give freely to one and all, to share an approval in as much as our hopes are, we'll find innermost a spirited chai. Nacreous as the mother of pearl, which duly lays this love upon auricular moments, and your private role it is to listen, etc. Accruals are momentums. If looking back at Eurydice, did Via nothing more than far succeed her duty, it was to care, concern, design on feelings which have developed over time. It appeared, and appear it did, as it she who inspired us all with Excelsior liaisons, we believe have now found the long-suffering faithful excluded from their dark secluded place. The light is held divine, zenic with cultural indulgence towards a medium in love's flex, reaching out to touch one another as if life depended on your obvious traits. One often waits a lifetime for something to lasso. Sajuga planes have implemented the moods of others. The quiz endears us to create the dreams which have glistened for a while, not knowing why they do. What a simple listening can do is then transparent ripples you'll both inherit. It's his goodwill component. Altruists, you have given me this inner well-being. It's like inertia, lingering as if love did sanctify the blessing held amongst us all. End of poem.
Lovely. Really, really appreciated that. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's lovely getting on. I hope some of it came through.
Oh, no, it actually came through very clearly. Your connection this evening is much better than it's been in the recent times. So it was very, very clear.
On my part, we've got a new router here, so hopefully that's helped as well.
It's funny how many little pieces of the puzzle there are, and it could be any one of them, you know.
Yes, well, I'm glad it went through. That's not a miracle, but...
the important
a great beauty. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And we hope to talk to you soon.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye. Thank you. And that was Titus calling from the UK in the number 3 spot here. All right. So we got 5 more to go. And I'm sure they're all going to be really solid because I know who's been listening to the show. So JT, who's number 4? Mary is number 4. We're going to head to Arizona now to go to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. Are you dancing? Are you...
I was in the middle of listening to Titus Reed, so I know something is completely amok.
All right. So let's just say this. So it sounds like what's happening is things are lagging a little bit. So everyone who's listening, who's getting ready to come on the air, be ready for the person before you. If you're listening partway through, we may actually bring you on and surprise you. So just be ready. Just be forewarned.
I'm ready. I'm on board. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Well, that's a good thing because we're here. So, what do you have
oh
for us?
That's so funny. I have a little scribble, a sweet one, because I'm in love now, so I can sing about love truly. And this is a song called Such Pleasures in You. It's not a song yet. It's just a poem. I came upon you on the hill. I couldn't see quite over. Your aura captured my attention. Your smile engulfed my dreams again. And I saw possibles come true times two. And your cadence swept me off my feet. We come to build our own universe. Our time created sacred. I heal within the scent of you. Our space is irreplaceable. You are a gift upon me here. I'm unfolding, manifesting, present. We are a unit, a realized beauty. I long for your embrace now. To be alone is quite divine, to feel the presence of life worth living, to spend it now in time with you. Such pleasure here to soothe my soul. Such pleasure here in you, my love. Such pleasure here in you with me. Such pleasures here. Oh, you. And poem.
Mary, I can definitely hear a song in that one. I think there's a lot.
It's a song. It's a song going to come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. I think it's beautiful.
Song. I'm going to tell you that right out loud.
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, I'm looking for it. If you write that song, let me know. We'll figure out a way to do
thank
something.
Thank you very much. I'll let you know. I think we should collaborate.
Yes, we should. We'll work it out.
The time is coming.
The time is nigh, as they say, Mary.
It's lagging. Sometimes it's ahead. Sometimes it's all over the place.
That's the one part that's not in the Book of Revelation. No one mentions lagging. But it's really a substantial
lactating.
Problem.
Is that like lactating?
Maybe that was mentioned. Maybe that was mentioned in Revelation.
Surely there was lactation in the Revelation.
There has to be. Why wouldn't there be?
That is a must. All right. Until next week. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary. That was Mary in Arizona. Okay. So she was number four, right? I am not number four. She was number four. Very weird reference. Okay. So, JT then, who is number five? What? Really? Did I hear you right?
Rusty Shackleford.
Okay. Let's do it.
You are a gift upon me here.
Hello, Rusty.
Hello.
I swear I don't recognize your voice. How are you this evening?
I am fine.
All right, very good. we're doing great. I mean, honestly, so JT's doing all this right now. I'm doing nothing but lifting weights and hosting radio. That's kind of what I'm all about right now.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, sir. Okay, Rusty, I'm going to give you the stage. I'm going to let you read. And then we'll talk after.
Okay. This one is called The Gravity of Existence. Lamentations for the weight of living resting upon these shoulders. A moment to moan the existence of a burden born from birth. This born self weakens in some deadly refuge. In the poem.
Well, Rusty, I hate to tell you, it did. There's a few moments where it kind of cut out, but it cut out at a time where it sounded like you were cursing really, really intensely. So, which probably wasn't happening. But I just wanted to let you know that. But we did hear a bit of it, and it actually really did enjoy it. JT, what'd you think? He's nodding right now. He's nodding. He liked it as well.
Sorry.
All right. So it's all right. It's all right. Well, thank you very much, sir. Rusty, if you get a chance, we definitely would love to talk to you next time.
All right. Do have a bit of good news.
Okay.
August 15th, I'm going to be doing a live reading, a 45-minute program in Doylestown.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get everything, you know, get the order down for what I want to do and see if I can actually stretch out to 45 minutes, because that's going to be a lot of poetry for me.
It's a lot, but, you know, maybe you could tell some charming anecdotes in the middle.
Yes. Or just scare them witless.
Even better. All right.
All right. I'll let the next poet come on.
All right. Have a wonderful, right. Wonderful you. Evening. Thank you.
You too.
And that was Jim, Rusty, calling from the land of brotherly love, Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's a, we've been joking around for years about the doing Michael Amade's alternative Atlas of the United States, and I think, or it was the United States first, and then the world alternative Atlas based on alternative facts, of course, which we think would be great because no one could say it's fake. It's just alternative. You know, who says that the country is not just one rectangle? Who says really? How do you know? How do you know? You don't know that. All right, anyway. All right, so now we're going to be heading to Vancouver, British Columbia for Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome back.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, wonderful. Yeah. It's been a pretty good show, despite the weirdness.
Leg. I was still listening to Rusty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know Rusty was throwing it down.
Pretty awesome, and a kind of familiar voice.
I know I have it's so vague. I don't really know what I'm missing, but I just feel like I'm missing something, you know.
So I thought for mine, because I've had this really awesome busy week of going out to poetry and book launches and things, I'm going to read my Sleeping with Books, because I feel like it's been a really big book month for me.
Great.
So this is Sleeping with Books. Inhaling the exhilarating bouquet of new print by the golden glow of the reading lamp, I taste little pieces of prose, then fall all the way in, comforted in the texture of pages, soft as sun-warmed Belinda's dream roses, inviting the inscription of free verse rhythm in the sleeve. Highlighters and ink stars bleed wildflowers across aqua-colored Egyptian cotton sheets. Water lilies blossom in the sapphire satin blanket. Spirals of petals and sepals arising like northern lights over Greenland. Sipping jasmine tea in bed with my books, my soul unto itself, I speak aloud my deepest revelations of passion and awe, how much I love the home they are to me. End poem.
Very, very nicely done, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Really enjoyable. Really enjoyable. And I think it's so cool that you're out there every night, just kind of leaning into that. That's really meaningful, you know?
It's really fun. So I've read that poem before, but tonight is dedicated to everyone on the show and in my real life who are just really doing so well. Like, so many of my friends have books out this summer, and so many people I know on the show are writing books. So yeah. Let's dedicate to everyone who's working so hard on all their projects.
Isn't it cool? I love having a group of people around me that are all working on things like this. I mean, that means something to me because I think it you know, you are who you hang around. That's the truth.
In my real life, two of my closest friends are both up for a pretty prestigious award in BC. So
fantastic.
It's kind of fun.
Fantastic. Watching them so do cool. That. Well, we wish them the anyway, best of luck.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Of course.
And definitely. For making it happen, like for JT scrambling to make it happen tonight.
Oh, JT did it. He made it. Well, and you know what? And I won't go into it because I don't know if JT wants, but today was a significant day for his family. I mean, like one of the big, big life moments. And he still came and he still did it. This is one of the reasons I keep talking up JT all the time. No one, you know, and I know I sound like I'm harping on it, but I don't think people listen enough. JT's awesome. So he's the one who made this happen.
So thank you so much, JT and Michael.
He says you're welcome. You're welcome for me too. Thank you, Cynthia, and I'll be in touch, okay? All right. Well, she just shut me down. She did. All right. You know, I've had more women hang up on me like, no, I'm kidding. That's not true. All right. I never get on the phone with them in the first place. All right. So now we're going to head to a magical place where they love dice and the Mongolians. Let's go to Connecticut. Hello. Barbara. 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 I'm enjoying the fact people are going to listen to this slightly in the future. Just keeps going and going and going and going. JT, this is how we live forever. It's kind of like a past life review, only it's really petty and it's really short. What if you have to do this at the pearly gates? I have to listen to every stupid thing that I've ever said.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Barbara?
Yeah, God, this is bad. Because, all right, this is my problem. I wanted to read something, and I think I don't want to hurt Mama. So I want to know if she is going to read this poem. But she isn't answering me, so I'm having a little difficulty here because I don't know if she wants me to read it or not. And I whispered to her, and she didn't answer me, so I don't know what to do.
Well, in that, what I would do is I think it's fair that you've done it and you've asked, but I think if you feel it's right, if you feel like in your gut it's the right thing to do, then just go ahead and do it.
Well, I am going to do it. This Thursday, I had on this wonderful man called Demetrios Trifiadis, and he is featured in this excellent video called World Day Against Racism, and his poem is featured there. He reads it in World Day Against Racism. I don't know if I can do it, but this is a study by Duke University. And I have it. I think I can get the link for everyone if they want me to. But this is his poem, and I'm going to try to do it as best I can. World Day Against Racism by Demetrios Trifiadis. You asked me the other day, my friend, who I am, and I replied, I am you in another body. Yes, it is true. Look how much the same we are, no matter what, the color, the creed, the race, the status. Look, I am born and I die. I suffer and I enjoy. I love and I hate, just like you. I am a father, a brother, a son, a mother, a sister, a daughter, just like you. Happiness I seek, family to raise is my wish, peace to find I look for, just like you. I yearn, I abhor, I fear, I hope, I bleed, I heal, just like you. I believe, I doubt, I accept, I refuse, I laugh, I cry, just like you. We are alike, we are the same, we are brothers, children of a unique father. Tell me, my brother, my friend, my ally,
Why do we have to oppose, to fight, to hurt, to destroy, and to eliminate one another? Are our seas really that narrow, our oceans that small, our land so limited to contain all of us? Or is it the case that our hearts are not big enough and our minds not so wide open to enfold all mankind? Listen to me, my other self. It is up to us to change this world we have inherited with its virtues and vices, history and culture, flaws and merits, and try to make it better, nobler, kinder, and more caring by obliterating harmful beliefs, demolishing injurious divisions, destroying detrimental distrust, annihilating racism, and eradicating the erroneous feeling of poisonous superiority. For to bring the dawn of a new loving world, a world of acceptance, of respect, of justice, of equality, of love, and of universal brotherhood, so as with peace in our hearts, liberated we would be from past deleterious tribulations that for myriads of years have kept us fighting one another. End poem. Poem by Demetrius Triviatis.
Wonderful read,
and the name
Barbara.
Of the go ahead.
No, go on.
The name of the documentary is Love is Love. That's okay. What it is.
Okay. Very cool.
Go ahead now, Michael.
Oh, no, it's fine. So I just wanted to make sure I wasn't interrupting the rest of the titles and stuff. So anyway, wonderful read, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Yes, I felt so. You have to listen to that. I put the link in here in the chat room, so you have to listen to that because the man is a philosopher, whatever. Amazing, amazing interview. So, thank you, and have a great week, Michael. And hope next week everything turns out the way we want it to. You know. In the studio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I just found out about, Barbara, on the way, before, when we were having to pack up and get over here, or when JT did, you know that I didn't realize this. He had to pack up this entire studio and all of the cables in the darkest room in the house in the pitch black.
JT, you are a rock star.
He really is.
Yes.
That's the real secret.
He is.
The real secret is when, and I've played on big stages in front of big crowds and everything, you know who actually the real rock stars and the real heroes of the whole thing are? They're the tech crew. No joke. Every big thing you go see, trust me, the tech crew are the stars.
And I told you that story of Billy Joel, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. There you go. He was his own tech crew there.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I gotta go, and you have to. You probably have somebody else that you have to get into.
Oh,
the
yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. All right.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Bye. And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut. All right. And we have one last caller. Is that correct, JT?
Correct.
All right.
You are correct, sir.
All right. And now we're gonna head to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Mama. Are you there? I can't tell if this is the Skype issue. I think it is. Okay, it just sounds different because we're only getting out of one ear here. Mama, if you can hear us, then we can't hear you. So could you call us right back? We'll just bring you right on, okay? Yeah, we're just going to hang up. Just call us right back. We'll put you on. Good for her.
Look at that.
I can't see anything. So, hello, Mama.
Yes, hello.
Thank you so much for calling us. We really appreciate it.
It's fine. I was answering Barbara. I didn't know that she had gave me a chat in here because I had posted that link about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, I was going to read that Trifarius poem. And she knows that.
I think she genuinely wasn't sure. I think that was...
I posted it in there to read. She already stole my man. Now she's going to read it.
Oh, no. This is unprecedented on World Poetry, by the way. This has never happened before.
I know, but that did not hurt me. That made me feel really proud. Thank you, Barb, for reading, and I can read my own poem because I'm very selfish, and I really was like, it was up in the air. I wanted to read my poem. I was going to ask, could I read too?
All right. Anyway, well, we're glad you're going to read yours. Okay.
If you hit that link that I put in there, you'll see his picture, and you'll see the poem, and you'll see the preview that he gave about World Racism Day and where he spoke at the university. He's a great guy, and all of you all are connected with him because I connected all of you all with him last year. So hit him up, and maybe one day we will get him on here as a guest. Okay. So the piece I'm going to read is called Pigeon Poop. What if I told you things aren't what they used to be? What if I told you cliches are not all birds? That cliches cling for a reason and have clung long. Show me your truth sandwich. What ingredients did you use? Smoked lunch meat and cheese? Did you eat that? Did you digest that? What if I told you cheese is not big and it ain't what it used to be? What if I told you chicken feed ain't flies and grains, but plastic and GMO corn instead? Don't feed the pigeons, says the sign, but we don't eat the pigeons here. So we feed them, and they eat bits of truth that we now turn down. Pigeons fly around downtown without true food and without truth. Show me your truth sandwich. What ingredients did you use? Peanut butter and bananas? Pigeons spread disease in excrement with bits of non-truth splattered all over. Making a point about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the moot truth, so help you, Hannah. Cliché may be our only reality because little truths matter. Relevance should never be obsolete. Big or small, the truth must massively combust into big explosions of honesty. And if you should turn your back on truth, you will be face to face with a lie. The truth needs to matter again, or nothing else will. In peace.
I really liked that one, Mama. I really did.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a good way. That's a good way to end it tonight. That really is. I'm happy to hear that. That leaves us on a good note, you know.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. I love you all. You all are
love
so
you too.
Important. So important. And just keep up the good work. And never give up.
We don't. And you know what? We've got, and Mama, I want to let you know, in case you didn't hear it, we've got some really big stuff coming up this next month in August that we're kind of announcing. There's two big things. And make sure you can hear about it, but I want you to be involved in both of them, okay? And so and I want everyone listening to be involved too. So I will announce it, but I'll also make sure that we can all have conversations as well, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can now set up a private chat room over on Facebook, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we've got that stuff. We'll make sure that you're involved in those conversations, too, okay?
Thank you. And thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. All right. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out our return engagement and also the last poem of the show. Wow. So, JT, for us to pull this off, You did some pretty incredible stuff, man. I know it sounds like I'm heaping it on, but I feel like you're the guy who, when you do your job, no one really notices. You know what I mean? You got the it's the plumber thing. It's only when you screw up that everything overflows in it, right? So I feel like this is a good time to illustrate that. So that's why I've been doing it. We really do appreciate you doing everything you did. Thank you. Everybody who listened, thank you for hanging tight. Thanks for being patient and dealing with all of this stuff. We love you. We really appreciate it. We will be. I think the statistical chances of us being out of power next Friday are ridiculous. It shouldn't happen. They better be handling this stuff. But we'll always figure it out. We'll be ready to go. We'll have a whole other studio set up, kind of a redundant one here where I am, which is going to be a project of mine this week, because that way we'll know if we ever have to do this again. It's a real quick plug and play, and we'll be ready to go. So we won't have this issue again unless both of our houses get taken down and then whatever. All right. So for a show with an increased risk of bear attacks, we've done pretty well. And no bears, but we're not here with Novia or Ursa. I'm sure they're with us in spirit, but I will say, from myself, from JT, from Hemingway, the second studio dog, and his name is Hemingway. It's not a joke. We want to say thank you. We love you. We'll see you next time. And until then, keep writing. Good night.